Anytime we talk about marijuana use, you would think we would have Jerry J. Mann Joyner. He's kind of our go-to for a lot of that stuff. However, I'm reading this. The daily marijuana smokers are facing higher risks of heart attack and stroke. That's according to the American Heart Association. And so I thought we better get medical on this. And so one of our friends, Dr. Jill Wagner, board certified in family medicine, she's written like 8 books on being well and wellness, which I like, because when you think about healthcare, we worry about healthcare costs and they're extraordinary and all of that. But if you take care of yourself on the front end of the pipeline and do what's right there, that's always been the way. On the back end, you spend less. But what about marijuana, medical marijuana? They say marijuana is as bad as smoking tobacco. Really? I don't know. Dr. Jill, welcome.
Good morning. How are you today?
As far as I know, I'm okay. Now, believe it or not, people don't believe this about me. I have never smoked or no smoking marijuana. I've never done a gummy. I don't do any of that stuff ever. I've never done that. But I mean, I have friends, family who do. Okay. And I'm always told, well, you know, weed, as they say, weed is better than cigarettes because there's not the chemicals and the stuff in there. Is that true, or is as bad as smoking marijuana is as bad as smoking a cigarette?
Well, the study actually looked at smoking, just like you said. And so smoking anything is bad for you because of what it does to the endothelium of the blood vessels. So we knew that already. So this is consistent with that. I think the issue is that it's marijuana, and which is generally, as you said, considered to be safe. It did not look at, however, consuming marijuana in other ways. So I think that what they found is consistent with what we knew already, which is that smoking causes constriction of the blood vessels and inflammation of the cells that line the blood vessels. And so that would increase your risk of heart disease and stroke.
So if you think about it, inhaling something into your lungs where something isn't meant, no, there's nothing meant to be in there but air. So when you think of smoking today, marijuana or whatever, a pipe or a cigar or whatever, how long is it? Cigars. Compared to, say, the peace pipe of Native Americans, or the old guy with the vest and with the pipe and is tobacco from the old days different than today? I think we know.
I think we know it is because of some of the chemicals and that kind of stuff, but just inhaling things, period, today is different than it was decades ago because of all of the stuff that's in the air. So it's just, I think we already knew this. It just kind of brought it home for us. There's really no way to look and look at the air and tobacco from 100 years ago. So we can't really tell for sure. But I bet there were some of those changes that occurred in the endothelium regardless, back then.
So even if you say, okay, look, marijuana is natural. Well, so is tobacco. It's a plant. But marijuana is natural. They're not. The idea is, at least for now, as far as I know, marijuana, they're not putting a lot of the chemicals in. But no matter what, like we said earlier, if you're putting something in your lungs that's other than air, it can't be good. So when you get from taking in air and adding other stuff to it, I know I'm getting very basic on this, getting from there to a heart attack, that's the inflammation you're talking about. That's how all that is tied together.
Exactly. So when you inflame the blood vessels, you alter the blood flow, and therefore you cause issues with those end organs. So we knew that already, but I think that specifically them looking at marijuana is what raised the question, particularly in this environment where, you know, the consideration of legalization is really a major discussion in some places.
Oh, yeah. I have friends who imbibe daily. What about all of this stuff like the my friend Angelique is always, she's always got that vape deal going on.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. How's that?
You know,
we're looking at
actually,
a lot of folks having trouble.
Yeah, there's information that's coming out. You know, its effect on young lungs in particular. We've known for years that when young people smoke, particularly young women, that they will have, even if they smoke for a short period of time, will have long-lasting adverse effects to their lungs. And so that is, I think, we kind of have to stay tuned. We'll be able to tell in a few more years exactly what's going on. But smoking is smoking. And
yeah.
Taking things into your lungs, like you said, is taking things into your lungs. And so we even know that with pollution. We know that young people who live in more urban environments have more asthma. There's no secret why they do it. It's because they get exposed to more chemicals in the air. So this is a discussion I think we'll continue to have. Lots of dollars around all of it. So that always makes it interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And Paul is cool with me bringing him up. My brother-in-law, who is a forklift driver, and I talk about him sometimes on the show. He's a great guy. But he works in a place, and I don't bring up where it is because I just don't. They test the air in there, and it's fully compliant. They have a huge environmental policy. He says it's on their wall. They are well aware of it. However, his glasses he has to wear, his safety glasses, the shields and stuff, he swaps those out like every month because they start to turn brown.
Yeah.
And I said, is that the stuff that you don't see in your, and you say, well, yeah, and we just know it. So we're putting a lot of stuff in our lungs, but marijuana, I think we all tend to think of, hey, okay, marijuana's good if it's all right, but you know, and it's medicinal. My sister, who is a cancer survivor, has smoked. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that will help her with her appetite. And it was the only thing that will keep a certain pain away. I get it. But like you said, anything in your lungs is, I mean, other than air, that's not going to be good.
One of the things I say to my patients who use it medicinally, it's better to consume it in other ways than smoke it. And the bottom line on this study was have a real conversation with your doctor about it. So if you're smoking marijuana, you need to say, I'm smoking marijuana. So we can evaluate those lungs just like we would if you were smoking, tobacco. I think that's really, really important because there are some medicinal advantages, and there's a place for lots of things that we have, but we have to know the risk associated with it, just like we do with any other drug.
Yeah, marijuana, cigarettes, tobacco, of pipes and cigars and all that stuff. Bad if you're going to get it in your lungs. Dr. Jill Wagner, 8 different books on wellness. Okay, before I let you go.
Yes.
Give me one thing we can take with us today that will make us healthier.
The number one thing you do and the first rule of self-control and self-fulfillment is to control what goes into your mouth. So focus on what you are consuming. That'll make you healthier.
Doggone it. Thanks a lot. Now I got to have it. So that means no candy bars, Mike.
Thanks
a lot. Yes, sir. I thought you would say, Mike, Snickers bars got peanuts in it. Go for it. But no. All right. Dr. Wagner, you are a peach, and I love talking to you. We'll have you on again soon. All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Have a marvelous day. Thank you. 1320 WILS. It's 7:45. You think about that. We don't think anything of it. We think, we're fine. Medical marijuana. Anything other than air going in your lungs, not meant to be there. Should be honest. There you go. And a Snickers bar at breakfast, not a good idea. We'll do this time out. Come back here. We're working up toward 8 o'clock. We're going to have Natasha Atkinson on with us. They have the Lansing City Charter Commission Candidate Forum going on tonight. Ah, that's good. And Consumers Energy, we'll talk with Brian Wheeler about power outages, stuff like that there. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin back in just a minute.